The village of Pemberton is applying for more grant funding from BC Air Access Program, BCAAP, to repair and maintain Pemberton's airport. The funding, if received, would build on repairs funded in 2024 through the same cost-sharing program. Up for discussion at the November 19 council meeting were three separate applications presented by Gwendolyn Kennedy, manager of Corporate and Legislative Services, a crack ceiling project, replacing the East Taxiway Access Gate, and an airport master plan. Crack ceiling project. Some of the cracks on the tarmac were sealed this summer, but the scope of the project was larger than the VOP had funding for, so cracks in the taxiway and apron remain. The project's funding stream falls under Airside Core Aviation Infrastructure, and 75% is grant funded. If the project meets additional criteria, BCAAP could allocate another 15%. The project estimate is $180,229.44, and should the VOP receive 75% in grants, they would have to pay for approximately $45,057.36. Gate project. The gate at the airport's East Taxiway Access Road is worse for wear, with frequent repairs over the years. The time has come for a replacement, and the project is already included in the VOP's 2025 budget process. However, since the project qualifies for grant funding as a transitional project based on BCAAP guidelines, staff recommended the village apply. The cost of the project, including contingency, is estimated to run $24,000. About $10,000 goes to concrete, and the gate itself is assumed to cost about $10,000, though staff could find no available estimates before presenting their report. Grant coverage would pay for 60%. Airport Master Plan. After discussions in August with the Pemberton Flying Club, staff realized there is a lack of planning for capital investments and expenditures at the airport. An application through BCAAP for master planning would potentially see $35,000, which would go to considerations including infrastructure repair, maintenance, operating costs, vision, economic development, governance, and capital expenditures, according to the report from Kennedy. The plan's scope would depend on how much funding the VOP gets. Consultation with the Lillooet Nation, airport users, the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District and community members would build the vision for the master plan. If we're unsuccessful in getting the funding, council might want to consider a smaller planning project in the budget so that could be brought forward for deliberation. There is a gap in our knowledge of what we need to do to maintain the airport, and what the airport's role is for the village, Kennedy said. A smaller scope planning project is pegged between $8,000 and $20,000. Balancing costs of airport repairs. Councillor Ted Craddock pointed out if the crack ceiling project is approved, along with required work for the gate, the VOP would need to budget for approximately $60,000. Are we going to be able to afford that? That's about a 2.5% increase alone just to pay for that, he said. Because the VOP could apply before council has had time to consider the project's impact on the 2025 budget, they would be on the hook for the costs without knowing whether it's the capital investment they want to focus on with their minimal funds. Applications are likely due in December, and the program is technically not open for applications yet because of delays caused by the election. Coun. Laura Ramsden suggested council move forward with the gate and the master plan applications, because the gate is already in the upcoming budget and the master plan could be reduced in scope should council not receive funding. Since we don't know when the whole grant application program closes, hopefully, we'll be a little further down the budget trail and we'll be able to decide at that point whether we want to put $50,000 toward matching funds towards the crack ceiling, Mayor Mike Richman said in support of Ramsden's idea. The budget has no considerations for annual maintenance relating to crack ceiling repairs, and Kennedy noted the airport master plan would help guide these decisions. I think that's what the value would be of having such a study, she said. It would help to give a course of action and direction in terms of the frequency with which these things need to happen, and then that's something that could, over time, be built into the budget. Council passed motions approving applications for the master plan and the gate, while motioning to bring back the crack ceiling project at the December 10th meeting, which would allow for time to consider budget implications.